Blog Talk Radio.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gown, stretching the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair.
And we'll never be wrong.
Royal.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And maybe I'll rule.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man, and we all the way turned up, man. It's Friday, and yo, we got your girl Lushy Lush in the building. Big shout out to my girl Sandra on the camera and my girl CEO underscore Talia. Man, we got my boys live in the building, in the streets, man. They doing them beats, doing their thing, and they live in the building with us. And don't forget, man, a whole bunch of things happened in the news this past week, and we're going to be talking to them about that. And we got your boy King Kanja live in the building. I am Dulo. Two of the hottest things coming out of Africa, man. And they're doing their thing, and they're going to be live on the show with us. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722, man. And all my Latinos out there, like my man DJ Carmelo says, Dominican, hey! They're going to be in the building, baby. You already know what it is, man. We're going to go through some quick music, and we're going to talk to the one and only in the streets. My two men, they're going to be in the building. My man Rick and my man DJ Flo in the building, baby. Lush Radio Online, man. We turned up, and you already know what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and go into a mix. Big shout-out to my man DJ Supreme, man. He got a hot new mix, you know what I'm saying? And he's out of New York, so we're going to go ahead and play that mix, man. DJ Supreme out of New York, big up to the Bronx. We in the building, Lush Radio Online, man, live at Deja Vu Records Entertainment, man, and we broadcasting live, baby. You know?
Father to the sun comes up till the sun goes down. Turn up the sound. Bad girls all around. Post all around like a English pound. Like a dog me around. Like a dog to a bone. No long talk like no phone. Like a bent to throw me. I see me carry my own so girl.
Oh yeah, give it all to me. Give it all to me.
It was straight, arrow. Tell them the floor tight, narrow. Everything that did I start, them borrow. Who's up? Link my dudes up. The cool black and blue up, it's bruised up. I'm like, who's up? Girls is used up. This is my sons, I tied my tubes up. Tell them to get mud up. Toast is oozed up. I hit up Instagram, post them nudes up. Bunfire, rev it, pop a wheelie. Caribbean girls run it, ass reason.
We
we pick how we when time to talk about money, you better pitch how we this year them a go pick how we when time you talk about girl, try pitch how we
pitch how we rolling, yeah, gotta get that knowing, but mind is getting active and them face me see showing them wicked that was scaring not the word
me
hear them
mama. Me a go make ya proud, don't worry your style. Daddy a go proud, don't worry your style. Separation soon done for that. I speed, don't worry yourself. Just clear every trap for them set up. Why you tell me dead or you lock up? What papi say, come back up.
Every day more drunk snack up.
Them want me fi sad, but me a go smile again. Yeah, me a go smile again. Them want me fi dead, but me a go smile again. I will smile again.
But me a no madman. Anything she go on, who no know Tristan. Me nah go a madden to no man. Me rather go a jail to no man. But a the girl them program me company. Oh man, I'm me only companion. And I me one me girlfriend great fan. Me go a dance here when me put rump on. Dance all can ask to the one question. And who ready for kill demon? Got it every day, not stop from Freeman. And then
the mouth, the bag a lippin, bag a mouth, chat so much is that they need another mouth.
Wow.
Mouth cut grass for you, so what? If you have a mouth, you can go and chat. And if I don't love the dressing, mommy, listen to what the bag a mouth. We no afraid of the mother mouth.
Wow.
So we select every day of a mouth. I'm gonna see by your mouth, don't sing another note. Hey, watch out, cause they might depend on my up. So this and I said that. I can just hear what they said and you say that. But we no really need to win, you never chat.
DJ
Supreme,
we
plates from the board, they ready to get cutting. Chicken back a season curry down like mutton. Which girl me fuck all over, my green a puzzle. Puzzle up Kim, Camille and her cousin. Hey, bling a spot to your swag, make we mix something. Red Bull or cranberry, educate a couple. With a box, box, full of ice. So them a free life, do nothing at all. Chill up on the ends, me and my friends on the wall.
Is her destiny, is her destiny. She saved her destiny to get next to me. You say girl I want flex with me, dress with me, nothing less sissy. So me give you the best of me. The girl I want like a drifty. One more shot and she get tipsy. She up the itty.
Back it up, bubble quick. Your body want me grip. Girl, why don't me love you? Touch you with me fingertip. Inna the club, your bubble for your head, you take a trick. Me love it when you tick tock, when you bubble it. Somebody look that sexy for your toe, for your dip. Squeeze up your body, make you kiss me with your lip. And tell your body I don't for your got up your dick. Who wants let me take your pick like me your nick? Wind up your body and turn. Wind up your body. Take off your hat, me want to see you now your tongue. But of course, make me use my dad snap on. The pretty belly skin, they ready to sue the pan. You are generating brown in well of summertime. Umbrella bleacher. Cause I saw the summertime. So the girl them said they ready for the summer marathon. So me up and sing another summer song. So me ask you, if you ready for the summer, let's go. Shout it out and let me know.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
The guys come over, keep whining. The girls send me a calling. Like home me do me Sunday, my son me am girl from my mind. Ooh, everyone be tell me whiny non-stop. Me no business who have to see and chop. Love when they whine and trick and catch it and do it and do it.
She a bite harlot. Remember when you tell me say you like talent. Now you get me on a run, why panic?
Yeah.
Your body hold me tight, pan grip. That's why every night you hold me call it. Y'all have me a touch you tonight. Me love how your bumper back up for the bike. Your body pretty girl, me love for your type. But your toes is dirty, me must make you try. I don't know if it's down in a saddle when you ride. Your body ride, girl, like that's what me love. Then I don't see pressure, me apply. It makes you feel it.
Represent where you come from,
and
not the year,
flagging out
the year,
represent where you come from, and not
the year,
flagging out
the year,
represent.
a Utah Park City or New York City, yo. It no matter now, everything pretty does. Represent where you come from. No! Represent where you come from. So that mean it no matter if a Kingston City or Ransom City, Portmore, Sun City, just represent where you come from. No! Represent where you come from. So me say represent like Labor Day Parade, yes. Make me see all of the flag them a wave, yes. Make me see all of the rock them a wave. Every land for your wave, everyone for your wave, yo.
Over here, we don't be messing with all that lappy taffy paffy waffy shit. You heard me? This is what it is. Flip mode, paper rock, we in the building. Lush Radio Online. It's your boy Spliff Star. Peace, hair grease, panties, and drawers. I'm out of here.
Yo, it's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building, man, and we all the way turned up. And that's your man, I Am Dulo, talking in the background. Because his mic is on. It's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building.
What's up?
And we got your man, King Ganja, in the building. Live in the building, man. He is lighting up all the airways, man.
More fire.
From London to all over the world, man. Turning it up, man. Lights out. Y'all just heard that exclusive right there, man. And he got some hot new music. It's about to drop soon. And this is just, actually, he's going to be doing one of his last shows in the States, and he's going to be going out to London doing his thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Out there doing his thing, you know, chipping the Cheerios.
Hey,
we're
a glass of water, you know?
You know?
A Belgian waffle, maybe?
Yo, definitely, he's going to be doing his thing. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, he's working from, I mean, top-name people. I mean, he's taking a mix of, like, a little bit of that reggae, a little bit of the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and the traditional African beat, and mixing it, just giving you straight more fire, you know what I mean?
Baka boom, boom. It's all baka boom, boom.
Boom, boom. And we got your boy, I Am Dulo, live in the building, man. This dude is killing him, man. He's like the Nigerian Kevin Hart in the building, man. Killing him on Instagram, man.
I'm just half on a day here, man.
Yeah, definitely. And we live in the building, man. It's turned up. We're going to talk to them. And we got your boy Rick, and your boy DJ Flo live in the building in the streets. They got them hot producers doing their thing, and they're going to be live in the building with us also, man, and it's going down. We're live at Deja Vu Records Entertainment in the studio doing our thing now. King Kanja.
Why?
Hey, you are the king, bro. Chiefful.
I'm the king of Kenya. But I'm a local man also. I love Nigeria. I've been to Lagos. It's beautiful.
Yo, first off, you know, you coming from a lot of great people came out of Kenya, you know, and, you know,
Barack
our president,
Obama.
You know, okay. Our president, you know what I'm saying, is from Kenya. And also my girl live in the building, she won a couple of Oscars and stuff.
Lupita Onyango.
Lupita. I love her to death.
Lupi. Shout out to T4B. He won the awards with her.
Hey, he did his thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So talk to me, like, I mean, what inspired you to get into the music business?
I mean, coming from where I'm from, you know, like my family coming from Kenya, Africa, you know, I was born in London. Like, I've always been experiencing, like, different cultures, you know. So me growing up, you know, my father worked with the World Bank, then he was with the UN, and I was inspired to see how he made it coming from Kenya as a child in Africa to make it to where he's come. And now for me, as his son, and as the second generation, you know, I'm the first one to graduate from university here, shout out Hampton University.
Shout out.
I mean, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how am I going to inspire the generations in Africa? How am I going to inspire the youth in Africa? And I felt like being an entertainer was a way that I can really show and, you know, represent Africa in this world, in America, in hip-hop, you know, through nonprofit organizations, being able to inspire the youth, because the youth need to see, it don't matter where you're from. It don't matter if you're from Africa. You can make it from wherever you're from. You know, and I feel like I'm that representation of Kenya, of a Kenyan. You know, those kids, when I go out, I got so many fans in Kenya, and the kids, when they come up to me and they see me, they're like, yo, respect. When they saw me win, I was the first African to win Wild Out Wednesday, won Assistant Park. You know what I mean? That inspired a lot of kids. I got a lot of fans off that. That gave me that boost. But I was repping Nairobi, Kenya. You feel me? Because even though I grew up mostly in the DMV, I always went back every summer to Kenya. I was always in Sweden, Amsterdam, Paris. You feel me? I got that international exposure. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to show the world what's up.
Definitely. And one thing I like about you is that you always rep your country no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
All the way down from the food to the clothing to everything. You know what I'm saying? The authenticity of, you know, your heritage. Because some people, you lose that, you know, when we come to the U.S. You know what I'm saying? You get so westernized that we forget our culture and stuff, but all the influences of your African heritage and even the U.S., you know, it still didn't water you down from who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having, you know, being an African, you know, a lot of Americans don't understand that. Sometimes our family values are different than here. Some things that, you know, we might take, you know, there might be small things to American people might be like, yo, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's different. We see things differently. And then, you know, here, you know, most of the families that came from overseas or whatever, a lot of them are like, yo, they got to work extra hard. You know, it's different because it's a lot of things. When you're here, we're taught to, like, you got to multitask, you know what I'm saying? You got to get everything on your own. Now, what was your whole, what's your motivation, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the music, you know, and your impact, because you're impacting a lot of people, man. Mm-hmm. What's your motivation?
My motivation is my family, God, and my friends, you feel me? And just where I've come from and where I'm going. Like, I still have family in Africa that's still in poverty. Like, my family helps a lot of my family, but I haven't been able to help all my family. When I'm able to help all my family, that's when I can say I did what I did. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Through this music, through this entertainment, I'm able to give influence and gain power to do better. You know, some people abuse their power. I use my power to do great things and to help inspire others. Like, you know, of course they show, you know, you see us having fun, you see us bomb, but behind the scenes, we're definitely inspiring. And he'll tell his story later. You know, it's what we do inspires and gets people to pay attention to what we're doing and be distracted from negative things that are going on. And, you know, and you are who you surround yourself with, so you see who we surround ourselves with, you know?
And I wanted to touch base on you also because, you know, in America, the depiction of what Africa is in general, for some reason in their mindset, not everyone,
mm-hmm.
but some of the people that just want to be narrow-minded,
yeah.
think that Africa itself is a freaking country.
Oh,
which is not. She's your queen. No, it doesn't go down like that. Like, everybody thinks it's a country, and we have different countries in there from Kenya, Nigeria, Liberia,
yeah.
Ghana, Morocco,
yeah.
even Egypt, and
yeah.
different, you know,
yeah.
and it's crazy. Everybody just thinks that Africa, you classify, even though we're all as one,
mm-hmm.
but still they kind of just classify you, because, you know, they depict all these people from Save the Children.
Exactly. They only depict the negative things, but they don't show the beauty that we have in Africa. Africa's so beautiful, but I've never seen the beauty of it depicted here, and that's what I do. Like, if you see my video Paradise or certain videos, you see that beauty of Africa, the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have more fun turning up over there than over here.
True.
Because, you know, you'll notice that it's the attraction there, but because of, you know, media and the way the world is set up,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have to do it like that. They can only show, for some reason, those negative images attract people from this side to do stuff. And then it's just a money thing, you know what I mean? But that's a whole other story. But what we're here to do is just to represent Africa in a positive light and show people the beauty of Africa, because Africa is the motherland. Everything
right.
started from Africa. Music started from Africa.
Definitely.
Drum patterns and everything, hip-hop, everything
exactly.
came from Africa. And I'm African, and I grew up here. So I look at the world in two different perspectives. Three, because I'm British. I was born in London, but my family's from Kenya. You know, so I'm always in Europe, I was always in Africa, and I was always here. So I was able to use all that to get my mind to be inspired and to just inspire people through philosophy, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and nonprofit organizations.
And looking at, because you actually featured in two Coca-Cola commercials, actually.
Yes,
right?
I did one with Coke Zero
yeah.
for the It's Possible, for the elections, because, I mean, people don't know, but, like, tribalism is still relevant in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a time before this last election,
mm-hmm.
there was a tribal war between my tribe, the Kikuyus, and another tribe, you know, and it was only because of, you know, voting. So the parties, you know, had people killing each other.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy. People were chopping each other up.
Wow.
Over this election. And this election, Coke Zero approached me and two other Kenyan artists and said, we want y'all to do it. It's Possible.
Uh-huh.
It's a peace song that was to promote nonviolence. It's about Solo 7, a guy that would go around writing peace letters alive all over Kenya
uh-huh.
to just inspire people. When people were picking up knives and stuff to go kill
yeah.
each other, he was painting Peace Wanted Alive
wow.
in the slums,
mm.
you know, everywhere. And for him to do that, it definitely inspired people. It definitely made people look like, we shouldn't be killing each other over this.
True.
There's something bigger than that, you know. And I feel like when they see what I'm doing here, you know, because you know how they look at from there here, I'm like, look, this you can do it too. I just put my heart to it. Like, I know the law of attraction. I know what I speak on happens.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe it. You got to know what you want. You know, it's nothing that someone else can't do what I'm doing. I just do it my way, where I'm from. Everybody has that power. It's just you got to find it within you.
Exactly. And when you were talking about depicting, you know, the beauty of Africa is so beautiful if people just take the time out to look, just for the smallest things and the things that you just appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, if you go to Africa, nobody's ever going to starve.
Yeah.
You're always going to have a place to stay. You know, and you're going to always have fun because they enjoy it. And in any most of the foreign countries, you know, you just want to have fun. Now, the Coke commercial that you did really just inspired me, just showing the beauty, you coming off of the bus,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're just standing around and looking at the people and then they greeting you with so much love, you know, and then you're driving around, and you talk about where in the world in Africa can you get a free picture, you could do this, you could do that, and just showed all the different, and it wasn't just one country in Africa, it was all different countries in Africa, and it was beautiful, and I was like, wow, you know, that was something, you know, to take a part of, that's epic, you know, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it was definitely an epic experience, one of the most crazy times in my life. Like, I'm telling you, that 7 days, they would pick me up. They had a drive pick me up at 4 a.m. every day. You feel me? And they would take me to these locations and act, and I was just ready. I was just on point. Like, directors say action. Directors from London, you know? And it was just beautiful to be around the people. Mm-hmm. Like, even the lady I hung out and I hugged at the end, that was like my grandmother in the commercial, she looked like my real grandmother. I really connected with her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just acting. You know what I mean? Like, acting is, you know, I'm a method actor. I really put myself in that position. And I really felt what was going on. And that commercial really humbled me. Because I went to parts of Africa I've never even been at. And I'm in my country.
Wow.
You feel me? They took me to parts of in Kenya I've never been to. And that was just a wonderful blessing. And I was able to be amongst the kids. It's like, this is a feeling I get in Africa that I don't get nowhere else. And I, you know, encourage anybody. Even if you're, you know, just to say Africa, everybody's originally from Africa. So you need to make that trip at least once in your life to really go see what's there and see the beauty of it. You know, you'll never go hungry. We sit here going by water, going by apples and all that. We got those trees there. You eat for free.
For real.
You feel me? Like, it's definitely real out there, and I definitely want everybody to go see. Because there you have to go see what's going on in poverty, and you have to go see in vacation, all that. You're going to enjoy that, but you have to see what's really going on, because I'm not going to be satisfied until poverty's over in Africa. There's billionaires in Africa. We need to make that happen.
Definitely. One of the top female, there was a top female billionaire. I think she was African recently. I think this was like last year they reported it and stuff. But, I mean, there's a lot of big things going on in Africa in general. It's just they don't want to put and highlight that stuff, you know. And they have a big major, Africans have big major parts in the music industry also.
Exactly.
You know. Now, who are some of the people you're working with right now?
Man, it's a long line.
It's a long line.
Let me tell you, we do that one heart. the people we're affiliated with, it's really a journey that's happened, and they realize that we're real. Like Drummer Boy, the producer, I got a record with Drummer Boy.
Makes hits.
I got a hit record with Drummer Boy. You know, of course, Chucky Thompson, our big brother. You feel me? I got crazy records with him. I've got over 10 records with him. And also, I'm on the Chuck Brown record that's coming out in August.
Okay.
Out here, every radio station. It's going to be flooded. And it's that whole thing right there is mixing an Afrobeat artist from Africa with Chuck Brown, who does go-go music. Go-go music is that similar, a drum pattern off from Afrobeat. So we're definitely blending a whole new thing. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you just saw me in the studio with T. I can't speak on that just yet, but we got some big things popping with that. You know, of course, P Square, my big brothers.
Yeah.
I got something coming with them.
That dude makes some fire.
P Square, those are my brothers. They millionaires. They living. They own hotels. And they my brothers. They are real. And they see me, and they watch my videos in Africa, and they respected me. And when we first met, we clicked. You know what I mean? And those are my brothers. I could call them for anything.
Every single time that they're coming into the United States ahead of
time. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, so it's man respect right there when it comes to Peace Square.
Mm-hmm.
And that man's big.
Shout out to them. Oh, y'all going to see something with us.
Very much so.
A crazy, crazy song. I'm telling you. It's coming. But everything takes time, you know? Like, we do these records, like, months before, but it always takes time for it to come out because we got labels, management, and all that. You know what I mean? And I'm blessed to be in working with my bro. You feel me? Like, you really have to have that friendship and relationship with people you work with.
Definitely.
And me and him had that bond before we even did anything. You know what I mean?
The thing about me and Kondra, we went to Hampton University together, first and foremost. So, like,
I know y'all promote that hard bar.
we went to HU together, so, like, I've known Kondra to be doing music since before he came to university.
Oh, you know?
So, like, Kondra, I just want people to understand that this is not one thing that just happen. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we're here right now, it just didn't happen. You know, like, this is some things that, like, when you know the law of attraction, like, you know where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So since you know where you want to be, you know what you got to do to get where you want to be.
Speak it into existence.
And that's all we've been doing, and we're here right now. Whoever's listening right now, just know that it wasn't something that just happened overnight, not one bit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So
I'm going to let you continue, man. I just interceded.
No. We are one. We just doing the same thing.
You know,
like,
I'm waiting for her to hit me with a shot.
I beg, laugh me. It's just a super blessing that we started from this and we spoke on it from before all of this.
And you see what he's doing. People are texting me. They are on this side, but they can't hear the show. Are there technical difficulties?
tell them. Are they on the website and they looking at it on the thing on the stream?
Is it upstream or is Ustream?
It's Ustream. If they go to www.lushradio.org on the if they're on a computer, they can actually see us streaming live.
They can see.
Let them see. He's gonna handle that.
When we go to a commercial break and stuff, I'll give you the link again.
Okay.
But let me say, we went from talking about it to now we breaking bread together, and that's deep enough, man. Like now we make a living off what we do, and it's a blessing to know that we can do that.
That's when you know it's real.
Yeah, it's real. Like you have to be authentic, and you have to keep it 100, and people feel that. T.I., when I was in the studio with him, and you know, and some other people, like. He felt the Africa vibe. He said he ain't never been to Africa, but he's going to come.
But the thing about it, you know, with the whole Iggy Azalea, he's starting to do, like, he had, I think he just also signed Chipmunk or something.
Yeah, he had signed Chipmunk from London.
Yeah, so it's like a whole international field, which I believe is definitely going to move his whole market when he really starts pushing out more stuff for the market. But I think that's a good look.
I can't say what it is, but let me just say he's involved in something that has to do with Africa. And when it comes out, it's going to blow people's minds.
Let me tell you now,
T.I. is involved with something with Africans, and it's going to blow people's minds. Respect.
Now, my thing is, okay, you guys, right, Dulo, so every time I see you said my artist, you play the management role? What's the situation with you guys?
When it comes to Conja, there are multiple levels of management.
Okay.
So Conja has frontline management, Conja has middle, and Conja has backline.
Okay.
So when it comes to, I deal in all three.
All three of them?
Exactly.
Multitasking.
Exactly. That's what we do. I deal with all three. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in touch with all three.
Okay.
You know, so when I say my artist is because I represent Conja.
Every day.
I represent him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is beyond a business thing. This is also family. They say no mix business with a family, but at the same time, like, we understand that, like, this is something that we had nothing to do with. All God sent, the way it connected, believe you me. So I've known Conja to do music forever. Okay, I've always known that. Since I met Conja, he's been doing music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but at some point in my life, we're able to connect heads and be like, you know what? The thing that I'm doing now and the thing that you're doing, they're meeting at a crossroad and they're going in the same path. So when I say my artist is... This is my brother. He's an artist. I represent him, so my art, that's what I mean. My artist, he's an artist, and he's my brother.
You can be good by yourself, but you're always going to be better with someone else.
Two are better than one. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Hey,
exactly.
You can take that in the Bible if you want. I'm not even a Christian.
But you know, the thing about it, just analyzing your guys' Instagram and just the way you guys move, moving as a unit, you know, and also with the whole, your team that you have also with the comedy team, you guys move in a unit, which is, you know, before it was so much separation. But the other thing is that you're tapping into a market. There's a lot of money in it.
Right.
The fact that, you know, you're an African artist and you also got the hip-hop realm that's filling you. You got the international market that's filling you. So you got every little aspect tapped in. And you, the combination with the comedy and stuff, you coming in hitting them, stay from Africa, you got the Nigerian market, you got the Greeks,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You got a whole conglomerate of people already in your target market, so you're going to win no matter what.
Shout out to the Greeks of GE, Hampton University, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Yes, shout out to my brother, GE. We the power company.
We might
the lights
see
on.
We might see if we can get him to step a little bit before we leave.
And don't be surprised. Like, we're going to take every year, we take it to the next level. And
every
we're going to definitely come to
it.
Something where we're going to do a comedy music show tour.
Wow.
Around the world.
It's going to be awesome.
You know,
God's grace, God's
of course, of course.
Definitely,
of course.
definitely. There is a God. There is a God.
There is a God,
though. Hey.
For real, for real.
Hey, shout out to my Africans who are listening right now. Definitely. It's your boy, Dulo. I'm here. Call in, man. What's the number to this?
Definitely. Place? It's 347-826-7722. And we do have a caller lane, on the line.
Yes, Father.
That's been waiting and stuff. Caller, you're live on the line. Caller from the 817, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. I am Dulo, King Kanji. We live in the building. What it do, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ruth, calling from Texas.
What's up, Texas? What's poppin'?
I'm doing cool over here. I'm actually a Ugandan who lives out here, so I'm just calling to say I'm so proud of Kanja, and I am Dulo.
Oh, wow,
what's
cool.
What's up, Ruth? How you doing? Thank you. I appreciate you calling. That's love. Say what's up to everybody in Texas. I was just in Dallas, and I was with her and her peoples and all that, and it was mad love, man. You know I appreciate you. This is actually the princess. Tell them who you is.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I'm a princess in Toro Kingdom. Different kings. Yeah, so Kanji's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a while, so I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, that's love. That's love. I've known her for a while, and she's watching me come from the bottom to the top. And shout out her brother. Her brother's the king, and she's a princess.
Whoa!
You know, so respect. I appreciate you calling. That's love.
How can I get to my
everybody in Texas? I'm
talking out of
and I'm
maybe if you talk out. Hey. Talk to you, yeah?
Princess, so should I battle and stuff? I don't know. I just want to say, can I get inducted into the family? Can I be part of the royal court? But we appreciate you calling in. Definitely live in the building. Let's Radio Online, man. We had a princess in the building, man. Sure. It's not a game. We got another caller from the 301. You're live in the building with your man, King Kaji, and your boy, I Am Dulo, with your girl, Lushy Lush. What it do, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 301? Okay. You just stay on and listen. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what is the hardest adversity that you feel that you face dealing with the music industry in general?
I mean, you got to understand, like, the music industry has a dark side to it, you know? Like, I feel like it's there's people that have that bad vibe. But you know what? God has been able to bless us to the point where the negative people or the people who have that dark side, they're always pushed out of our lives. There's always a reason why they're pushed out, and it always comes to the light, you know? We've definitely had partners and people that we've worked with, and we've gotten situations where we've had investors and a lot of money involved. And as soon as the money involved, people change. Money really does change people.
Oh, it does.
And I'm just so happy to know that me and my brother, like, we've been in some crazy situations where a lot of money is involved, and that ain't never changed me and him. We ain't never, ever changed because of that. You know what I mean? Like, so we've been in that crazy scenario. And also, I've also received, like, I've been offered record deals from major labels in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
The major artists that are already on have tried to block me or interfere with my situation because not everybody's ready to show love. This is a music business, so I understand it. Respect. I can't take it personally because you don't want someone to interfere with your brand. You feel me? You want to be the only one in that brand. But, you know, we're on a different thing because, as you see, he posts other people's video showing love. You know, I show love to other artists because I appreciate their music. You know what I mean? So it's like being able to show love, you get more love rather than hate on somebody. You can never – there's no hate involved. When you have hate involved,
money to get
you don't
hate.
Get nothing from that. I can never hate on somebody else. I know I can make hit records any day, any time. So I'll never be threatened by another artist. I would appreciate them for doing what they do. They can appreciate me for what I do. But if they don't, I'm going to keep it moving.
Definitely. And also, so Dulo, what do you feel is the hardest adversity for you, dealing with the comedy market and just, you know, dealing with the industry in general?
I would say the hardest adversity, would be pretty much, for me, like, 2014 is the year when I told myself that, I'm going to take it to the next level. And God willing, with God's grace, like, everything is kind of opened up kind of fast, I would say, rapidly and abruptly, you know? So the hardest adversity for me would be just to be myself. And that's always going to be the hardest adversity, the battle with yourself, plain and simple. Because once you beat yourself, you know, okay, this path that God has given to me is the path that I'm going to go on. And then it doesn't even matter what the outside world thinks. So it's really that simple, man. Like, getting over the fear within myself. And since I've gotten over it, things have been flourishing and things will continue to flourish.
Definitely, definitely. And the other thing that I was wanted to speak to you about was you have a whole conglomerate of comedians that you also work with.
Absolutely.
And I noticed that you guys have, like, the brotherhood. Everybody's in different for the, and what's his name? African Ape. He be killing me with the Everlasting Bastard.
Everlasting Bastard. That's my boy. Hey, let me tell you this. I'm trying to get my camera to work because this is, I got to record this. Because that's my bro right there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm recording this right now. With the Everlasting Bastard and all my fellow Greek comedians, my brothers from Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, from Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, all the way to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and myself, I'm an Omega Psi Phi. We all kind of like peeped each other's visions.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen what each other's doing. And the funny thing is, we come from different organizations, but we still have like minds and we still have like objectives.
Mm-hmm.
So like knowing that, we understand that separate is not necessarily as strong as together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm gonna show you love. You're from a different organization, but I see what you're doing. We have the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's better that we come together, and you know what? We blaze this trail together
mm-hmm.
than you doing it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Two are better than one, like I said earlier. So, like, it's all love from my boy Duck, my boy African Ape, my boy Freeze,
mm-hmm.
Brand New, every single one. My man, Mr. Bankside, we all on Instagram. And that's pretty much been a huge platform for us too.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean the two stupid goat things that you got, you and African Ape, I was dying laughing. You and him are hilarious.
Of course, the thing is we're idiots. You know what I mean? Like we understand what's funny.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like I know what's gonna make me laugh.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we try to give, especially we cater to everyone, but at the same time, we know our concrete
uh-huh.
Fan base is the African fan base.
Uh-huh.
But, like, we cater to everyone. And the thing about African 8, he's
uh-huh.
been here. He went to school here.
Oh,
you know what
wow.
I mean? Like, and the thing, like, the cool thing about us is that we have American experience.
Uh-huh.
And we also, and we have the African background.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we know what our fellow American students, our fellow American peers will adhere to. And
uh-huh.
we know what, you know, what home is. So we mix that intertwine so we can cross these markets, and that's what we're doing. At African Ape,
mm-hmm.
06, that's my boy. That's the other goat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Two stupid goats, and we're trying to do it. Damian Dulo, hashtag Damian Dulo, Instagram, Twitter, go see. You will see our videos, and you will follow the movement because we're nothing less than stupid.
You guys need to have, like, a whole comedy series, a TV show.
No,
that's
but
crazy.
You know, foundation, it's nothing like laying a foundation.
Yes.
And that's one thing that we understand. There's nothing like laying a firm foundation. I would hate to someone pick me up right now and it's like, that's all I got. One
mm-hmm.
hit wonder. No, sir. Let me build my bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time, like, where I get to where I see myself, I won't call it the top, but where I see myself, by the time I get there, even if I fall back, hey, 90% is still good for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we're building bricks. And you know what? We want to take our time with it. Everything worth acquiring takes time. And that's one thing we notice, you know what I'm saying? Like, God is blessed with the social media age. A lot of people sleep on social media. But no, if you want to get everyone from Louis Vuitton to Old Navy, they have a Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
And they selling their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They selling their brand.
And
you know
it is bought in the market for everything.
Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. So, like, us, we understand that, you know, the social media, that's the age we live in. Let's not fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're gonna post your Instagram picture every day if you need to.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Some people watching, you a twatcher. All right? You a ghost follower. Some people are ghost following. Y'all see what we're doing, right? You laughing at it, but you're not going to like it because you a ghost follower. That's some people, and that's what they do. I just ran out of memory, but I think I got some good on my phone. So, yeah, so some people are ghost following. Like, you see what we're doing, and it's okay if you don't want to like it, but, like, we know that you're liking it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we're going to continue to do what we do because the right people are going to see it. And that's just how the faith, our faith in God is set up. So don't be mad at what we do because it's just the way our faith is, like, do what you're doing on a consistent basis. The right person is going to see it at the right time because if you stop, you have nothing for the right person to see.
Definitely.
So we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on grinding until we get where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole situation with the girls being kidnapped in Africa and things like
that's
that.
That's a good one.
What do both of you guys touch on that situation?
I mean, that's a very sensitive topic, and I feel like everybody can understand and relate to that, you know. Nothing like an African woman and the young girls that are growing up to be those strong African women. But that situation that happened is a very sad thing to happen, and it's politics involved and a whole bunch of stuff involved. We probably don't even know what really is going on. But that's something that, as a human being, that needs to sit in everyone's head. No matter what's going on, you shouldn't take it to that level where that should happen. And it's definitely something that I felt deeply in my heart and soul that, you know, I felt that pain. And it's hard to imagine a mother, a father, a brother, a sister going through that with someone that they're related to. And I just still pray for them, you know, and I pray that that will end. Like, the one thing that we have and God has blessed us with is unity. And the one time when we finally do unite is definitely going to be, you know, world-changing.
Definitely.
I'm going to speak on that, too. For me, it's like, They touch on the fact that, you know, this is kind of like some Islamic extremists who are kidnapping some females, you know, for marriage or for marital purposes, excuse me. And for me, like, I understand that every single religion teaches good, especially if you're an Abrahamic religion, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So, like, we all teach similar morals and ethics. So, first of all, I want to lay that out there. Like, there are some people who are extreme in their religion, but that does not necessarily speak for the religion in its entirety. So, for these people who kidnap these women, I feel like it's really a ridiculous thing, because you have people. I mean, these are young girls who have parents. They have brothers and sisters and siblings and like that. So, to do that, for me, like, everyone who has approached me as a Muslim, who we're not necessarily the minority here in America, people have approached me like, you're Muslim, what's up with that? And they've been generalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
As like, okay, is that what y'all do?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it really touches me, because I get a backstab or a jab to the gut, because I do identify with the Islamic religion.
See, the thing for me, it kind of was a shock first, because it's in my country, so it was a shock for me, because this wasn't something that has been going on for a long period of time, so it was a shock that this was even happening. Then the second thing is, like, anything that comes with Islam is a terrorist act.
Right.
It has to be somebody that's doing something terrible. But I'm going to tell you honestly, I was born into the Muslim culture, even though my mother also went to church also, but I had both of that. I'm more of a spiritual person now. And my thing is, like, if you read all of the books, it's all the same thing at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's just more of politics and society divides us.
That's it.
You know, and my thing is, like, at this moment in time, that whole situation, we already know, yeah, sometimes we have some corruption in Nigeria, because we have a military government, okay? On top of that, yeah, some people could step in, but the thing about it, some people have money playing around in the situation. But that's a whole big deal. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what country you come from. This is could be any one of your daughters, anybody that's being kidnapped. So it touched me in the thing, like you said, being stabbed, they actually be like, yo, so you're Muslim, or you was part of the Muslim culture. Oh, so all of y'all are terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
All of you do this. No, if you read the Quran, it says nothing about doing none of this nonsense.
That's the thing about all major religions, like all Abrahamic religions. We all have the same basic teaching, from Judaism to Islam, and there's nothing in the in the Bible, in the Torah, or in the Quran that says hate another.
Exactly.
All the 10 pillars, from the 10 pillars to the 10 commandments, they all teach the same 10 things. When you look
exactly.
at it, they all mirror each other. So whatever you do, like, you understand, or you see these things that are going on in the world, do not generalize someone's religion based upon what a certain amount of people, a certain sector of people are doing. That's a big mistake. Do not generalize what one group of people do to the whole religion.
Definitely. And the last thing, because we're going to go to a music break in a few minutes, and we're going to bring in the streets in a few seconds, and we're going to talk more. For young people trying to get into the industry, whether it's music, comedy, just business in general, what type of advice would you give them? Both of you guys.
I would say, because I feel like as an artist, right? This is what I personally went through. You always you're going to need a manager, role manager, stylist, publicist, PR. That's what you're going to need. But I feel like until you get to that point, I advise artists, do not sign with a manager until you need them.
Exactly.
You feel me? Do not sign with a manager until you need them. Honestly, when you need a manager, when the time comes for it, you don't need to go to them. They're going to come to you.
Exactly.
You feel me? And that's the best advice I can give, because then you get locked in these two-year contracts, you know what I mean, and then you're stuck. And you don't know how well they're doing. You don't know the credibility of what they're going to do. So I would advise, like, you need to grind on yourself. You need to grind on yourself before anybody, because you have the power within you. You feel me? Like, before I even joined, you know, with Dulo and you know, and all the people that are supporting me and back me and the labels and all that stuff, like, it was me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was me. Like, you got to have that hustle and grind in your heart. You got to show up to the interviews on time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what to do. You got to have that push. You got to know you got to get your social media up. You got to have that mentality. But if you need to want it that bad.
Definitely.
You know? That, I mean, we got stories. I'm talking about BET 106 in Park. Like, we waiting to get on stage.
Wow.
Passed out in the car in the winter, like, a few years ago. Like, we've done that. You know what I mean? We've been in Atlanta before we were able to get booked for hotels or whatever. Like, there would be a meeting the next day, and we'd be like, we didn't got time to book tickets to fly. We'll drive.
Exactly.
We'll drive. Like, this is, if you choose this industry, you got to know what you're asking for.
The grind is serious.
And you know there's wolves. So at one point, you got to be one of the wolves, but what kind of wolf are you?
Mm.
You feel me? What kind of wolf are you? You feel me? She ain't just good. But you gotta really know this game, because ain't nobody, this is a business. It's 80% business, 20% music. Music and the craft, making hits, we got that lot. It's the business that's really you need to have right. If you
that's
have your
it,
business
right,
business. You will get turned out in this game.
Definitely.
Make sure you got your business right. No, it's a business. People ain't looking to you to like you because you got a hot song. Anybody can make a hot song.
And there are plenty
but
of
who can get that hot song out?
Exactly. Dulo, advice.
Huh. My advice would be to just get over your fear, first and foremost, because that's the biggest thing with self. When you decide not to care, not to give a damn about what anyone else thinks, that's when, because within you, you know what you can do. You know, you've known. The thing is, your abilities you've known since you were, like, young.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I knew myself since when I was young, when I was able to actually portray the characteristics that were within me. So you know that. Let's not fake. Everyone here who's here right now, you've known that you were the man and the woman in whatever it is that you wanted to do. You knew that. That's why we're here right now.
Definitely.
I beg to differ. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't necessarily deny that. So,
exactly.
So my advice is get past the fear within yourself. Put God first, and everything else will align accordingly. That's it.
Exactly, exactly.
And let me shout out some legends that are listening in. Let me shout out to Longombas and shout out Dutchy Chris. He's listening right now. He just texted me. He's like, yo, I'm listening in. Their uncle is Awilo Longomba. If you know African music, African tunes, they did that. And they've made history in Kenya. They're the pioneers. And I'm blessed to have them as some of my good best friends. Lovie Longomba, who's one of the Longombas, produced Iggy Azalea featuring T.I. Change Your Life. He's in the music. He signed to the same publishing company as Justin Bieber. Like, he's doing major things. And it's just, I'm just so proud to see Africans making movements in America.
Exactly.
We're in America, the land of the brave, land of the free. And we out here making movements. And it's so powerful that our generations are here. Like, we have that cultural background. So what are we going to do? We got Lush Radio.
Hey.
You feel me?
Hey.
We got Ian Dulo. We got Kitani.
Hey.
We got our brands here. You know what I mean? And shout out to y'all, because you've definitely taken that to the next level.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? I represent for the whole entire market, because you know what? Your success is my success. If I can see you grow, then I'm growing with you.
Can I say one thing? And I feel like when you ask me about my brand of comedians, there's one thing, like, in the comedy world, you got to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the hardest things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, naturally, people are they're in their own selves. Okay? Like, people, everyone has their own thing going on. Every single person
mm-hmm.
has dealt with different challenges throughout their day.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the point that you want to make people laugh, especially Africans, because we got the toughest son of a guns on earth. Plain and simple. Africans, that's what we do. Exactly. Plenty of problems that we see. But you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to African comedy, like you have to make Africans laugh. Americans, they will laugh at African comedy because, oh, that accent already sounds funny anyway.
Uh-huh.
They're going to laugh. But when it comes to making Africans laugh, like, it's not easy.
True. You laugh a lot about that.
Biggest critics are ourselves. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So once you get over the fear of yourself, you can do anything that you want to do.
Definitely. Make sure you follow them on their social networks.
At IAMDULO.
Mm-hmm.
I am Dulo.
Mm-hmm. King Kanja, KINGKANJA. Same thing, Twitter, Instagram, both of us. Bless up.
Likewise. Yes, sir.
One time.
Just going to take it back to one old school Nigerian joint just to see if he remember this joint. This is for Dulo real quick. This is a big quiz for him real quick. Live in the building, man. We live with your man King Kaja and your boy I Am Dulo live in the building, man. One of two of the hottest cats doing their thing on the international market, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely you need to check them out, man. And in a few minutes, we're going to have your boys in the streets in the building. And also, I want to touch on some other topics and stuff, so we might bring them back in to talk about some other topics and stuff. You know, some things that went on in the news and stuff. But we're going to go ahead and go to some quick music real quick, and we're going to come back. With your boys.
You blinking real good right now. I'm not sure, but my daddy told me not to put those shades on the inside. He told me don't put those shades on. There's a certain level of cool African parents like. You know what I'm saying? So, God bless. He's blinking though.
Bling, blingy. Shine, shine,
though.
Shiny, shiny. Oh, my God. I'm going to go ahead and play that, P Square personally, and we'll be right back.
Personally. Shout out my brothers, man.
Definitely. We're going to play
now.
That
we're
song.
We're living.
Hey.
We're
going to play that real quick, and we're going to come back. Let's Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Look at us live at www.lessradioonline.org, and we're in the building. Follow us at Less Radio Online, man. We're going to come right back. Less Radio Online. We're going to have your man in the streets on my Rick and DJ Flo in the building, baby. Mm. Yeah.
Personally, I rock your body. I promise you go home, you won't tell daddy. I give it to you like you never had it. Screaming, chanting, chill like speaking Chinese. Now waiting me, back a boom boom. Now waiting at it, Zaga, cause you know one day. She talks, she know one day. Personally, I go deal with you. Personally,
Abba, Abatikali, Rabba, now for dictionary, Saga, but she know one me, she talks say she know one me.
I know go lie, the things within my mind, when I see you dancing, girl, you got me high, and if you wanna try, make a good day tonight, cause I'm in the mood, as long as you're feeling the groove, I go deal with you.
Personally, personally, personally. Personally,
I go deal with you.
Personally, personal, personally, personally, personal, personally,
I go deal with you.
Girl, Lush live in the building. We're back in the building, y'all. And, you know, we're going to have two of the hottest producers doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And also, DJ Online personality. We got Eric, and we got your boy DJ Flo. We got DJ, we got Rick and DJ Flo in the building, and they're going to be talking to me about what's going on in the streets. Actually, it's funny because you know what? It's a small world. I actually interviewed in the streets back in the day, a long time ago. Shout out to Jamie. And this is when I first started Lush Radio Online, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When we started off just doing it in the crib, you know what I mean? This is back in the day. And it's funny how you run into the same people. And they always had, like, this good spirit with everything that we was doing, you know, with the music and everything. But now, you know, they've blown up. They're doing a lot of things now. And they're here to talk to me about what's going on. You know what I mean? DJ Flo and my boy Rick in the building.
In the streets in the building, yeah.
Definitely. And big shout out to Deja Vu Records Entertainment. They actually provided us with this interview tonight. My man Gransville Jones, you already know what it is.
Yeah.
Live in the building. And we're here to talk to them. So talk to us, Rick.
What's good? I mean, you know, I just remember you from, you know, you being like, for real, the first interview we've ever done.
I popped a cherry, man.
Yeah. I became a man. Yeah.
For real. Definitely. I mean, you know, I'm really happy that I was able to, like, do a lot of first interviews for a lot of upcoming artists that now, even like Fred DeGosta, a lot of people that are doing it big, you know what I'm saying now. So, you know, you guys are great, you know what I'm saying? You guys always had this good feeling and stuff.
Thank you.
You know, so Rick, DJ Flo, how did y'all guys come together, you know what I mean, with the whole movement, for those who don't know?
I mean, in the streets really started from, you know, it was kind of like a desperation in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? My team members, you know, they was making beats, mm-hmm. you know, in the neighborhood before I came back from Dominican Republic, and that's what I was doing in Dominican Republic. I was making beats.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dominicano.
Hey. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I came back to my neighborhood and I come back to my homeboys, and that's what they doing is making beats. And I'm like, yo, that's what I've been doing for the last odd some years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was like a no brainer. Like, yo, we need to get together and get to work, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we started making more music together. You know, we really ain't take it that serious. You know, but we just kept we took the music serious. But we weren't on the music business yet,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we just kept working at it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I lived in Dominican Republic, I wrote up this motivating message for myself on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and I put it over my bed, and I told myself that when I come back from Dominican Republic and I come to D.C., I'm going to work with the biggest producer that D.C. has,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself that for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back from Dominican Republic and I got with my boys, like after a year, my cousin calls me. She tells me, you know what, Rick? You got to go to a competition, a beat competition in D.C. And Chucky Thompson and Easy Street and Tabby Renee are going to be the judges.
Shout out to Easy Street, my big bro.
Shout out to Easy Street. Yeah, man. He gave me my first stamp, man. And Chucky, too, man.
Like, yeah, Chucky.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, we went down to the talent show. And we won second place in the talent show.
Wow.
You know what's crazy? The dude that won first place didn't get as much love as we did. So I found that kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Easy Street got up, when I beat finished playing, Easy Street got up and was like, who made that beat right there? Who made that beat? And we're like, damn, man, he about to grill us. Man. He was like, you know what? Whoever made this beat, they deserve an applause. This beat made me want to go dance, made me want to go talk to a girl, get a number, do something.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, everybody ran to us, and Chucky came to us and was like, yo, I need to talk to y'all. I want to work with y'all.
Definitely.
You know, I got up with him, and that's when we really took industry seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We said, you know what, this is the company in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it was just something playing around in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? But when Chucky put a stamp on it and said, you know, I want to sign y'all, as soon as y'all graduate from high school, then it was like, okay, this is where we got to go.
And exactly, y'all guys were young back then when I interviewed y'all. Y'all were real young.
Yeah, we still in school.
They grown men now. For real, definitely.
And the way I met Flo, when I was going to music school, Flo presented me some tracks
mm-hmm.
from this artist
he's going to be unknown right now. You know what I'm saying?
No name
for this dude. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm going to just say this. He was a very, very bad, bad dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Business and in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But me and him, we knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started playing me some records that I did for dudes. And he was like, hold up, I know who you are. You in the streets. I was like, hold up, how you know me? And then we started clicking, you know what I'm saying? The people that we knew, they would just start, you know, combining. And I was just like, yo, you my man, dog. Let's roll,
but you know what's crazy, though? Same thing with my, shout out to my girl Sandra. We got met with a bad situation, and we ended up hooking up and working together, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes in a bad situation, it's always light outside of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I think I'm on the top of all lines, you know what I mean, Omega Studios. That's actually where we met at.
Okay.
And the reason why I went to school was because, one, I was a DJ already in the clubs and everything like that around here in the D.C. area,
mm-hmm.
especially for Latin clubs. You know, I was DJing hip-hop, reggaeton,
mm-hmm.
dance hall as well, top 40, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was stepping my mind by myself
mm-hmm.
as DJ Flo, FLO.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about in the streets from this dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He kept on telling me, look, man, the way you grind and what little magic skills that you got, man, you should get together with these boys, man. These boys ain't in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people drop knives too much here. I got me. And it's just like, whatever, man. So I don't want to put too much mind to it. And then I don't know him as Rick the Ruler of the Deceit.
Yeah.
I don't know how to remember that diamond name, and I'm a bit of me too, you know? So, everybody bust out of that. But I started picking up whatever, man, you know, I started playing some tracks with a listener. It's my man, who, and, I mean, he really bad dude, man, but he's really good on the mic, though, too.
Oh.
But, you know, he doesn't
know about that right
now. But at the same time, I was like, Rick the Ruler, I was like, hey, boy, you know, I made this beat. I'm like, man, some kids, man, you know, I'm the streets or whatever. And that's not.
He said it like that.
Yeah, and then I'm at the same time, it's just like, I told him, he's like, man, what do you know about, man? I'm going to be this slow. Nah, how about you too, man? I'm just like, yeah. So we just kicked it from there.
Drive the clubs and stuff.
Yeah, but then, like, when I came on to the town and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that's when I started meeting Jay and everybody else. That's after George. But at the same time, it's just like, man, once he brought me around, it's just like, all right, look, we're not going to just be bankers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to be real true producers.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, we started kicking it. We started going and started recording people. And now we really got a real deal. Now we're writing songs. Now we're making more than beats. We're making, man, we're making albums and stuff for people.
And what I like about you is the fact is that you guys have grown, you know what I'm saying, from the time that I met you guys when you guys started before the merge came on with DJ Flo. You guys have grown. Now you know the whole business behind it. And also because you guys also have other backgrounds in dealing professionally in music also, also dealing with the radio station you deal with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you also affiliated
yeah.
with that. And, you know.
In the song, I'm going to come to mind. That's
right. Check out that boy over there, man. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that now, you know, learning the business, has it changed your whole point of view and perspective of what the industry is?
In a certain aspect, it has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as what the industry is, people have always told me the industry is a dangerous profession, dangerous game,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I live my life dangerous. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna say I'm out here robbing banks or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, when it comes to my dreams,
mm-hmm.
I do whatever I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why I relate to my man King Conza. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What he was talking about, following your dreams,
mm-hmm.
doing whatever it takes. Man, if you tell me, Rick. It's proven that if you jump over this building,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, you can get to where you need to be, I'll do it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? If it's proven,
mm-hmm.
you know? If all I got to do is do that, then I'll do it. You know what I mean? I'm just like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they always tell me, too, you know, there's nobody in the music industry that has a good heart, that has a good soul. You know, I beg to differ. There are some people that are some real, you know, MF, you know what I'm saying? Ain't some real dudes
real.
Out there, you know what I'm saying, that's really about you, you know what I'm saying, and that they want to see you be in a good place, you
yeah,
know,
man.
But at the end of the day, if you don't want to work for it, you know, ain't nobody can you know,
nobody
can
give it to
you know what I'm saying?
And I could give it to you. I mean, my perspective on the game, well,
my background is street. So while I'm actually on sound about the music, the music is the same shit as the street.
True.
I'm real with you. You know, it's all about trying to get on with it. It's all about trying to pass one, you know, it's either you're helping or not. You know, you gotta pick it up and out
of it. I compare it to pimping, you know? And hoeing. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
you know.
Supply and demand. Whatever you got, whatever I need, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, it's just a different monster.
You got to buy everybody in the world. You got to buy familiar. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody going to come and say, oh, that was good, was good. Nah. Some people going to be like, hello, sir, how you doing? And that could be the record label. That could be whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be able to adapt.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that a lot of people in this game sometimes don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
And it's just adapt. You got to adapt not just to the people. You got to adapt to the world. You got to adapt to what's going on now. You got to be hip to the beats, for example.
And
you
got to stay relevant. Anytime they got it, you got a new drum beat. You got a new system that's coming out.
Correct.
You know, everything's becoming more portable. You know what I'm saying? I just seen things. Shout out to Emily Sunday. She had this whole, like, beat kit or whatever. It was, like, mobile, and it was cute or whatever. And I was, it was cute, though, but, I mean, it was cute to me. I'm not a beat maker, so that's not my lane.
Right.
But I'm going to show you this thing on Instagram. Look, she had this, look, this thing right here.
Oh, yeah, that's like a little portable MPC.
MPC, right?
With a mini keyboard on it.
Yeah. So I thought that was dope. Anytime I see new things or whatever, you always got to stay. Like the new DJ thing right now that they got.
The Pioneer DJ SSX, that's what it is, man. I mean, I'm.
They're moving stuff like this. And this
all the DJ acronyms.
I'm like, it's a whole, it's a new system now. I mean, you can literally DJ on your iPhone and your iPad. It's crazy now.
Since you say that, it even goes to even like the sounds nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nowadays, like synthesizers and all that stuff. People don't know what the hell that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that dubstep sound, that whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, that's actually the Wale album right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's playing on the air right there. That's what Rick did.
Yeah, that's the song I did right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wale, too, man.
Yeah, big
definitely.
Shout out.
BOA, shout out to BOA, man.
MMG as well.
Let's Radio Live, baby.
But I hustle so enormous. Ray Liolis. Semicolon. Man. And I'm.
Yeah. You can come on right there, Grandpa. Yeah, that's actually the Wale album. Rick actually made that beat, you know what I mean, and that particular day.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
That was definitely a hot joint, right? You produced that?
Yeah, he produced that.
Basically, like, you know, we produced that song, you know, after we stopped working with Chucky, you know what I'm saying, and you know, it was just a moment in my life where I was just like, you know what? I could do this myself right here. You know what I'm saying? I work hard. I know a lot of people. I got connects. You know what I'm saying? Let me use them. You know what I'm saying? Let me use my resources.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got out there, you know what I'm saying, started working with my homeboy. Shout out Mark Henry. You know what I'm saying? Another producer in the area. And, you know, shout out to Terror Squad.
Yeah.
He hollered at me, you know what I'm saying? He said, Rick, man, I know you got these beats, you know what I'm saying, for Wale. You know, and I had worked with Mark Henry. I taught him how to make beats. I taught, you know what I'm saying, a lot of other local producers how to, you know, do their thing. But, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, he helped put me on with that. And I got that situation going on, you know what I'm saying?
The way it actually happened, it was actually kind of, it's dope, though, because, like, we just got out of school, whatever, and next day and stuff, he's over there downstairs in his basement. I come over there, what's up, man? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he over there making his beat. And I'm just recording on my little BlackBerry at the time or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's just sounding dope, bro.
Try to catch me live.
And then the phone call comes in for Mark,
uh-huh.
Right? He's just like, yo, man, when you going to give me that beat, man? Woo, woo. He's like, man, look, man, I'm going to see what I can do, woo, woo.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shoot it at you. I'm like, man, who's that, bro? He's like, man, it's Mark Henry, man, from Terror Squad or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's dope, man. That's
wow.
Dope. And then he's just like, well, actually, man, he used to like, kind of really come under our camp, and we kind of put him under our wing and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And
kind of, man. I taught my man how to make beats, man.
Oh, man.
If he tell you otherwise, He lying. You know what I'm saying? But that's my bro, though. Yeah, that's my bro. He know what's good.
Shout out to Squad. Shout out to my man Cuban Link out there, too, man.
Yeah, he actually showed love, too, man. You know, Cuban Link. But,
I did
a cameo on one of his videos and stuff. That's my homeboy.
Oh, right.
Shout out to my girl.
No wonder you cool with Jamie, because Jamie is hard with Cuban Link,
right?
Definitely, that's my dude right there.
But then the way it actually happened, like, he just sent a track to Mark Henry, and he's like, man, I hope something happened, man. And we ended up making, like, what, 15 beats, something like that? But we only sent him one.
Mm-hmm.
We made 15 tracks for Mark, for Wale and for the whole MMG squad, but we only sent out one.
Wow.
2-3 weeks later, we get a phone call. Hey, bro, yeah, it's going to end up on a new Wale Ambition album. Yeah. They chose to be track number 2, and we just like, what?
Wow.
It's going to be on the album. We're like, yeah.
I didn't believe none of it until the CD came out. I kept telling him. He kept telling me. He was like, yo, Rick,
in the credits,
what you want
everything.
Your name to be in the credits? I was like, yeah, I'm going to give you that name, but I don't believe you about to do this. I don't believe we about to make this happen. Until it come out, I ain't going to believe it.
Definitely.
It came out. You know what I'm saying? I believe it. To this day, 11-11 is like a sacred number for me. Wherever I see 11-11, it don't matter if it's on a phone, a clock. Wherever I'm at, I pray. You know what I'm saying? It also means that there's angels around you. 11-11.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. Now, what are some of the people you're working with right now and the projects going on right now?
We actually got some collabs with FAE and as well Vonda Don, local. Fats the Big Fella, who Rick is actually working side by side with my
Fats
man.
Fats the Big Fella. His project about to drop, I think, on the 26th of June, if I'm not mistaken. But if it's not on the 26th, it's coming this summer. You know what I mean? And we did most of that whole project on there. We stamped almost that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Fast the Big Fella. Spill Gang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as well. Inkwell, we actually did a whole EP for him as well, Falling Up. FAE actually got a couple collabs, though, with like Riff Raff, Fat Trail, who's it? Waka Flocka.
Wow.
Produced by us. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I was just in the studio with Trey from UCB, too. Shout out Trey from UCB, man.
Wow.
We was in the studio playing some tracks, man. We got some heat coming. It's some beautiful music about to happen, yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
I tell you.
And we got a caller live in the building. Caller, you're live in the building, 202, with your boys in the streets. Your boy Rick and your boy DJ Flo in the building. What up? 202, what up?
Yo, what's good?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin', caller?
Hey, what it do, man? This Miguelin from in the streets, man. Trying to say what's up to my family. Salute.
What's goody, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Chilling, you know, grinding how we always do. What it do, partner?
Hey, chilling, man. Talk to me, Bopper. What's goody, man?
Hey, nah, man. Nothing, man. Just calling and tell y'all I'm very proud of y'all. Y'all definitely had another branch to the success that we on the path of. Just keep it up. Keep working. Keep hustling. Keep doing what y'all doing. I want to say a shout out to the whole DMV. Let them know in the streets out here.
Shout out Migo, Mr. Mango.
I know what it is, man. That's what I'm talking about. Live in the building, Lush Lady Online. In the streets, baby. Y'all know what it is, man. Now, with the movement and everything, you know, you guys, you know, just the Latin culture, what type of impact do you want to leave for just the culture in general?
Well, for the culture in general, man, we just want to change the face of what we do. Because, like, when you think about Latino music, you just think about merengue, bachata, salsa, maybe some reggaeton. You really don't think about hip-hop, all right? But we actually doing, we trying to change it in the sense that we trying to really stamp and grab this hip-hop and R&B game by the horns, all right? But at the same time, we've been planting seeds and everything in the Latin market.
Mm-hmm.
So we do make merengue mambo, too. We make some reggaeton, too.
Shout out to Fuego. Shout out to Gordo Brega, too.
Fuego is actually Gordo Brega. You know, Fuego is actually an artist who just got signed. He was from the Chosen Few in New York.
Uh-huh.
He just got signed to Pitbull's label 305 Inc.
Oh, wow.
So right now, he's actually probably in Miami or in Brazil with Pitbull. You know what I mean?
That's
he's actually traveling
right
with him.
That's
and
family.
Fuego actually got, you know, tracks from the billboards and everything like that. And he's been really showing us big love, you know what I mean?
Spending time with the area. For real.
Yeah, he's really been spending time with the industry.
From us, you know what I'm saying? That's my homie right there.
Yeah,
that's family.
He just knows that, you know, the music is real and as well, too. It's just the swagger. We come with a swagger. It's just not just, you know, we got a little swagger even with the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that people actually fall in love with is the way we bang on the speakers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we bring it when we come,
Y'all giving that knock. And the thing about it is that people don't understand the Hispanic market. You know what I'm saying? The Hispanic market, you guys have already played a role in the hip-hop industry. Even though we have bits and pieces, I mean, you got, shout out, rest in peace to my man Big Pun, you know what I'm saying, and many others, you know what I'm saying, from Fat Joe all the way up, Cuban, everybody, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, even on the Mexican side, Selena, you got a lot of people that did major things, you know, Mark Anthony, you know, a lot of people that major things in the market. But it's a lot of Hispanic producers that people don't talk about. You
like
know what
for
I
example,
mean?
Like the program director, my boss at 107.9 is a Latino man by the name of Pete Manriquez, who happens to be an award-winning Grammy producer for OPP by Naughty by Nature and Gangsta's Paradise with Coolio.
That's what I want to be. That's what I want to be one day.
Little
things
people don't know about that. Latinos really got a lot to do with this whole movement of hip-hop and music in general.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And even back in the day, you know, when B-boying was cool and everything like that, most of them cats were Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? Like, they started dancing and everything. So it's
crazy
just like,
legs on them, you know what I'm saying?
They Puerto Rock. So it's just like, you know, at
Tony
Stark. Yeah, Tony Stark, you know, all them. So Beat Nuts.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And, We just got a different flavor, man. It's just even the flow of a Latino flow is very different to the African American flow or even Jamaican flow. You know, they got their own type of flow.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you put, for example, this is a perfect example right of reggaeton.
Mm-hmm.
You put an American hip hop artist into that,
mm-hmm.
he's got almost the same flow in every song.
Mm-hmm.
Latinos are blah, 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 blah. They ride it out, you know, just differently. They just ride out the beat a lot differently.
Uh-huh.
But it goes to our culture, our type of music. That's how it is. We got to ride that beat just a little differently than everybody else.
And that's true. And, I mean, you guys have definitely contributed. And like I said, like, even with Kanja and the whole African thing and stuff, everybody has their different styles, but it all contributes to the music market. And America itself is a melting pot of different language, different cultures and stuff like that.
Real talk,
you know,
big shout out to Africa in general, man. All of our music comes from there. It's all from there. They didn't get all that.
Oh, yeah.
So
exactly.
They just call it something different. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
but at the same time, you put merengue on into an African party, man. They know how to dance it.
What?
Yeah. They probably show you some stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real talk. So I showed some of my Nigerian coworkers, where I used to work at, you know, I used to play them some bachata, and they used to hear that. They used to be like, "That sound like this type of music. That sound like that type of music."
Yeah.
You sure? That's not Dominican music. I was like, "Yes, it is Dominican music, man."
It's the truth because you know certain tribes and certain different places they play different type of tribal beats or different drum beats, and it sounds the same. So it's like the same way you see a Brazilian or somebody doing that twerking the booty shaking, the same way you'll see an African doing Makossa dance or doing their thing, you know what I mean? So you can go to freaking Malaysia somewhere and you'll see a dark-skinned African-looking person over there. So African has basically implanted all over the world.
I'm going to give people a little gem, y'all. Right? Go to YouTube and watch a documentary called Being Black in Latin America. Black in Latin America, check that out, and you'll see how African culture has impacted all of Latin America, in the colors and the music.
Yeah,
you know
heavily.
But it's something that a lot of people don't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah,
like all that percussion
out,
music that goes into a Latino music and stuff like that. Yo, it's percussion, percussion, drums, banging, bang. You know what I mean? That's from Africa.
We all
related,
man. Yeah. We all related.
We all eat chicken and rice, right?
I don't see a difference in it. You know, some people might, but I don't see a difference. You know what I'm
gonna tell you something.
Real like
you
that.
Go to, let me tell you something. You go to a Spanish place, right? They're gonna eat plátanos, right? You go to African place, they eat plantain, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You go to a Spanish house, you're gonna eat rice and beans, right?
Yeah.
You go to an African place, you're gonna eat rice and beans.
You know what I mean?
For real, it's not a game, man.
We almost got the same blood running through us, man.
And Vicks VapoRub is healing for everything. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it's real talk, though, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that you guys have definitely grown with everything that you're doing. Now, where do you see yourself 5 years from now when it comes to the music business?
You know what? That's a great question. Because but before I got hired here at CBS Radio, then my boss asked me the same question. He said, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I told him, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm gonna still keep making music regardless of what happens to me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I told somebody, a little homie of mine the other day, he was like, I'm going to stop producing. I was like, let me tell you something, man.
When you start producing and you become a producer, you ain't never going to stop being a producer, even if you want to stop being a producer.
Because
you love doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I love doing it. Like, even if I stop making a beat for like 3 or 4 months, when I come back to it, it's like I never left.
Definitely.
You know what
definitely.
I'm saying? But, you know, to answer your question, where I see myself in 5 years, to be honest, I want to still keep making music. Hopefully I got more hits under my belt. I'm going to keep making more hits under my belt.
Definitely.
You know, and I want to work for a record company. You know what I'm saying? I don't just want to be the producer that signed or that has a publishing deal. I actually want to help record companies become better. You know what I'm saying? Sign better artists. Make better music. You know,
Hashtag we don't make music, we make music better.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's our slogan right there.
Exactly. And DJ Flo, where you see yourself?
Well, walking downstairs from my top floor, you know, in my room, and obviously going downstairs to the basement, waking up and just start banging out beats and do whatever I do. That's what I want to do in 5 years.
Well, he's going to be coming down with sacks so I can ask for a loan real quick.
I just want to be able to wake up in the morning and actually just know that my passion is what I'm doing, you know, in 5 years. You know? But, you know, everybody gets in this game trying to get paid and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But at the same time, in this game, in order to be able to play, you got to know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you don't know the rules and you think you know the rules and you can assume the rules, assumptions don't pay you.
Definitely they don't.
You know what I mean? So at the same time, it's just like I just want to make sure that I'm getting paid, my team is getting paid. But it's like I want to see myself in 5 years, like Rick said. Record labels coming to us. Even though we're not working for them, but you know damn well when you a hot producer or you a hot production crew, they coming to you.
They definitely
are. They're knocking on your door. Yo, we're trying to get this record done tomorrow or whatever.
Exactly.
And I just want to be that man. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, because that's the way we actually do now. And it goes back to everything that you said, too. The work ethic, my work ethic ain't going to leave in 5 years.
Exactly.
You know, I'm still going to keep grinding. Even if I got my money that I want, knowing how I am, I still want more.
Definitely.
So in 5 years, I just want to be able to wake up, not have to go anywhere, and just be able to make my music and go. When I step out, it's going to be because I'm stepping out either for interviews, I'm going on tour, going to the airport. You know, that's the goal that I really have for the crew and even for myself. I definitely want to get to the point where we're traveling and actually going on tour. You know what I mean? Because as well, too, we're not just making the beats nothing no more and just recording people. We actually recording ourselves. Rick is actually a singer, if you ain't know. You know
Hoti be rapping and he be firing, man.
Like and the thing about it is the combination of these two boys. When I mean these two boys, Hoti and Rick, like the way they are, they super talented. There's a lot of talent in the crew in general, but when these boys actually put their minds together and make a beat, this is one of them fire ass beats, man. Like when they get to rocking, they rock it well. You know, like this one song, I don't know if Grandma could play, it's called Karma Song. Like, yo, from the very beginning, he's talking about what it is, you know, what goes around comes back around, and it's the truth. You know, you put out what you get back.
definitely. And you said that you can sing, huh?
I'm
going to put you on the spot. He should never said that. He put you on blast. So let's go. Let's go, Rick.
Come on. Exclusive.
We got your man Rick live in the building. Harmonize for us, baby.
Like I said, I'm not a real singer, but I'm going to mess around some for you.
Freestyle, man. Let's go.
Like, let me see. Just call me on the radio, and I don't even sing. I mess around with it. Baby,
Lord.
I don't even sing, but he sang, right? He sang, right?
He's singing, though, but he can sing.
Hey, look, when I do my music, you know what I'm saying, and I work with singers and I work with rappers, you know, it's crazy. With rappers, rappers are always cocky. They're like, man, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm telling them, I'm going to give you a flow for you to flow off this beat. That's going to rock it. It's going to kill it. And you do what you do, too. Just do what I do and combine it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make a hit record.
Exactly.
With singers, it's the same thing, too. I'm like, look, I got a little melody for you. You take it the way you want to go. But I got a melody for you. Use this melody in the song, and it's going
to
be a hot record, too.
Shout out to Flex Cartel, man.
Shout out to Flex Cartel,
Bound to Down Flex Cartel. These are cats who are local, and they came to us like, yo.
Shout out to Royal Fans, too, Fela Day, too, man. That's my homie, man.
Shout out to Fela Day. Fela Nigeria,
They came to us, man, just strong off the strength of the beats.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then when they get to work with us and everything,
mm-hmm.
and we throw little ideas out there,
mm-hmm.
these boys are locked in, man. When I mean they locked in, it's like they don't even want to go nowhere else. It's just like, nah, man.
Exactly.
I'm coming to you guys just for the simple fact, not just because of the beats and your recordings, because y'all thoughts and your ideas, man. They dope, they hot, they fresh. Like we just come up from things from the inspiration of the music, man, because music speaks for itself.
Oh, yeah. Definitely,
you know
definitely.
What I mean? And, like, even when we start creating music ourselves, like, we go by a little melody, you know what I mean? Then once that melody, we start going to that little vibe. We start going to a zone where that melody can become just great.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then once we start going with that, we capture that moment and that feeling. That's what music is all about. It's about that feeling. And
the ability to move people.
Correct.
Through your music. I mean, you can move a nation. You can move a person. You could get somebody out of a bad day. You can wake them up. You can do so many things with music. Music. If you watch the movie without no music and it's silent, you're like, yo, even if you're watching
That's
the movie
incredible, man.
With subtitles, you still need to hear the sound on it just to get you into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Music plays a big point. A DJ can destroy a party or make a party hype. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So music is important in every aspect that you look at it. You know? And, you know, it's live radio, so things happen. Phones start ringing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? My thing with you guys is that I've seen just the movement in general grow. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I see the direction you guys are going, and I just, you know, wants you to continue doing what you're doing and, you know, keep moving. And for those people that want to check you out on the social web, on the media, could you give them your Instagram and stuff like that?
Yeah, you can follow me at I am DJ Flo, F-L-O. Don't you put a damn W in the end. A.K.A. Henry Flo on your radio on 107.9 FM, El Zol 107.9, the number one Latino station in the DMV. That's right.
Exactly.
Number one, baby. Ratings speak for themselves, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Especially when we keep a neck and neck behind the Kane show on 99.5, and he actually recognizes, like, God damn, y'all motherfuckers can't get off my heel. You know, it's just like, yo, we making real numbers.
Definitely,
you know, when
definitely.
We have 300,000 listeners at one time,
definitely.
And then Pete Manrique is telling us, oh, yeah, you're only going to spin in front of 300,000 people. Don't be nervous. You'll be all right. Yo, when I got my Terry Poppins as DJ, I was so nervous. Man, I felt like my girl was pregnant at the time. I'm about to have a baby, man. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh, man. You know what I mean? But, once I got in the flow and everything was cool. No, so you can follow me, on Twitter and Instagram at I am DJ Flo, F-L-O.
Yeah, personally,
exactly.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at industries_Rick. And I'm going to tell you how to spell that. That's ENDZST_RICK. That's Instagram and Twitter. Check me out. Follow me. Check out all the new music videos I put up. I put up beat videos all the time so you can check them out. I put up quotes. You know what I'm saying? I just want to touch with people. You know what I'm saying? I want to dialogue with people. You know what I mean? I want to know why it is that you feel my music. And I want you to know why I feel so passionate about it too, man. So, you know, hit me up, you know. Hit me up with a message or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Let's dialogue, let's talk.
This is the most passionate dude I've ever met in my life.
I know,
life,
so
yo.
Passionate.
You don't
bro.
Even
Thank
know,
you.
Man, you know what I mean? And,
you,
I mean, that's how he lured me into the crew. I'm like, oh, man.
My heart is on my sleeve, you know?
Yeah,
so when you
is.
Talk to me, I'm going to talk to you from my heart, you know what
that's
I'm saying? I don't talk like Fugazi stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Don't.
That's not me.
My man always backs up everything
mean?
He says, man, you know? And
that's
when he told me, Flo, you know, I want to bring you upon, you know, the crew, and, you know, you're going to be a new member and this and that. At first, I really didn't believe too much.
Yeah.
But then when I saw it and I saw what we were doing, I mean, I'm like, man, I'm about
they,
to I'm going to
tell you, honestly, they some good guys, honestly.
Man, they're the best kind-hearted dudes I've ever met in my life. And this music industry is not a lot of people like that,
mm-hmm.
straight up. You know, but every time we actually get together, we like a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We sit there, we record videos and have a cookout at the same time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
and I'm coming to a cookout because I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. You're coming to the next one.
I want some, what's that thing? Totones.
Totones.
Yeah,
totones.
Yeah. We'll probably get you some chicharrón de pollo.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Some yuca.
Hey.
Some guandule.
Hey.
We're gonna get some mofongo.
Mofongo, that looks like an African thing.
Yeah, it
too.
Do.
You ate mofongo before?
I've seen it. I didn't eat it.
It's like the Casa del Mofongo. Yeah. You gotta go to the Casa del Mofongo. They got up in Silver Spring.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna check
like
it out.
That's a plug too. I should holler at them too, man.
Where that check at? Team Cut the Check. Right? What's up? Casa del Mofongo. Where that? You know, Silver Spring. What it do, baby? We're live in the building, girl. She lives live in the building. What? In the streets, man. In the streets. They make hot beats. They in the building on the ones and twos. Turn it up. Yes. What the? We in the building. Let's radio online. Turned up, man. And we're going to talk about some quick things. We're going to bring I Am Dulo. And we're going to touch about some new things that happened up today. You know, Lil Kim had a baby. A couple of things went down. We're going to touch on them. A couple of seconds. In a few minutes, Let's Radio Online, Trophies, Drake. We'll be right back. Let's Radio Online, turn up. There's Evil Records Entertainment, man. You know?
Yeah. Can't hear records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug song. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
What's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies, trophies. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm smoking.
Bitch, I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your niggas stay where you stay. I'm so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. That told my ass to stay committed, fuck the credit. Bitch, check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies, trophies. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
That's King Kaja in the building, man. Let's Radio Online. We just had In the Street in the building, King Kaja. We're going to also have I Am Dulo back in the building.
Where is I Am Dulo?
Dulo? I think he's missing. Where is he at?
Instagram. That's where he's at. He's on Instagram.
He's on Instagram.
But to me, I am here.
You are here.
African king of the queen. If you guys can see what I see.
This guy is crazy.
With Peter print. You can't wear Peter print around Africa.
Wow.
It's aggressive.
Aggressive.
Yeah. He gets very aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Peter print. We get very aggressive.
He is crazy.
Bless up, man.
All right, some things.
These bad guys that were here earlier. Bad guys.
Real talk.
Yeah, I got the text now.
There's some new things that's going on. Sons of the Legends Tale is coming out soon. Check that out. You got Big Pun Son. You got Easy Easy E Son. And you also have you have your man from Rum DMC, his son, JoJo Simmons. And you got Old Dirty Bastard Son. So it's going to actually, they're going to actually be doing Sons of Legends tours coming out soon. Check out for that one. That's coming up also. And also, big shout out to my man Stack Bundles and Young Stacks. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing in the, you know, the MC World, rest in peace anniversary to Stack Bundles. You know what I'm saying? Ride Squad, Squad Up. You already know what it is. And also, shout out to my girl, DJ Lazy K. Ron is crazy. Also, there's a petition right now. I want to see what you guys feel on that. Petition about combing Blue Ivy's hair.
Okay. let's talk here. I don't know what's going on. As we know, there was a Solange incident in the elevator, and there were a lot of kicking, screaming. Daisy said, "Hey, don't hit me, but you know what I mean." But I don't know what to. I mean, that's just. I don't even know what to feel about that. Like, come on, it's a baby. Let the baby have a baby's hair. A baby ain't gonna have a perm. You feel me? But I mean, of course, because. It's Blue Ivy, Jay-Z, and Beyonce's daughter.
But come
under
on.
It. But, I mean, yes, they should
come
know better.
On.
They have money. They
Beyonce
just
spent $500 on them weeds.
Maybe it was painful. Do you know, baby? It was painful.
That's not really their baby, but anyway.
I have nothing to do with that comment. I ain't got nothing to do with that comment.
Big ups and major respect to the... Although I didn't say that one, but the hair. It's a competition with Daniel Marley. Major competition. I've never seen dreadlocks grow that fast. 2 years old.
That's crazy.
Like 3 years. Up.
I mean.
That was a joke.
For me, the baby's hair is where. Is a symbolism for where the relationship is at.
Exactly.
It's locked
in.
It's very rough right
it's
now.
It's a statement.
It's locked in.
It's tight. Super tight.
It's all natural.
Hey.
It's okay for a child to be natural. Like, you have natural, but they could have had at least put it in a ponytail.
Or on one side.
Or one side or something. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that they could spend $1,000, but they could have at least groomed it. It's a difference between... grooming and just letting, because people can be natural. She could have had put it in Bantu knots or anything, because her hair is long enough to do that. It makes no sense. My thing is like that. Even in Africa, in Nigeria, they call it Yoruba. They call it Dada babies. The kids that are born with the dreads in their hair, it's good luck. But I mean, you might as well dread it, because it's already dreaded already. It makes no sense.
Hey, at the same time, you also, you know, when it comes to this stuff, man. Currently, right now, we are talking about baby Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So, like, you know, it could also be, you know, like with Jay-Z and Beyonce, they got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Keep them talking about what we're doing,
exactly.
And they're going
to
keep on putting money in our
maybe
they
tried
a new shampoo.
It didn't work out.
I just feel like, you know what? It's guess what? We're going to do, if we do this, they're going to talk about it. And guess what? Them talking about it is going to put money in our pocket.
All right, real quick, because we have a couple of minutes left. Okay, now, Halle Berry, she has to pay all this child support. And she has custody of the child, but the man is getting approximately $16,000
a month.
Yes, and
she has more money. I mean, this is a scenario.
This is
a good example of how America works. Whoever has more money, it don't matter if it's the man or the woman, if you got more, it's Halle Berry. She would make $16 million a movie? I may stand to be corrected, but I'm pretty sure it's like $16 million a movie. He's making what? He's not even doing anything.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's
going for it.
Halle Berry's baby daddy. So automatically, I mean, that's the same with Britney's ex-husband, Kevin Federline. He's getting child support, too. It's just like we got to accept that, you know.
That's true.
I know. Hey, women are doing it right now. That's a good symbolism right there. Like, hey. Women making some money right now.
They are.
You gotta be proud to have a woman like that.
Yep. When this woman's paying child support, you know what I'm saying? You know what y'all doing?
I bet you.
Definitely. And big shout out to all the Geminis out there. Also, Little Kim.
I played Royal earlier because her baby is called Royal Rain, and it's a girl. Your thoughts on that? Royal Rain. Everybody
Rain. That's
is
Blue
Royal.
Rain. Is that Blue Rain?
No, Royal.
Royal Blue. Royal. Is that Blue Rain?
Big shout out. Big shout out to our bestest.
Is Rain the middle name or is Royal the first name?
I don't know.
Rain. Royal Rain. Blue Rain. Purple Rain. Is your name Prince or is this Prince? Is it Little Kim? Hey, but hey, I'm gonna say this, man. When I first came, watching Little Kim. Oh, I had the biggest crush on Little Kim.
Yes, when she was.
Y'all remember the song with Lil C? I know you see me on the radio.
So,
like as an African guy, I was 8 years old. I came off the boat. You know what I mean? I'm a side. You dig me? You might as well call him a side.
Give came, us three.
Yeah, give it us three. I came off the boat, and I was seeing Little Kim on BET. I'm like, what is this BET? It's nipples out. What is this BET? And I'm like, damn, blue hair. They have blue hair in the mic, green hair. How did she do that one? You know what I'm saying? So
it
like,
became colorful.
And then I seen Little Kim doing all types of plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
How many idiotic surgeons did it take to mess up that one like that? So no longer am I her cry.
And she just had a baby, and the baby ain't gonna look like her.
Wow.
She doesn't change her
we
look.
We don't know what she looks
we
like.
We don't know. That's
yeah.
still the question.
But Lil Kim, good God.
But it comes down to insecurities, really. You know, you gotta be comfortable with how God made
Definitely.
You. You don't have to change yourself to fit society. You need to let society fit you.
Definitely. And big shout out to Mr. Papers, the baby father.
Papel.
Mr. Pepper.
Is it Pepper or Pepper?
Pepper.
Olowo. Money.
Olowo.
What can we get from Tia, Amanda?
I'm asking in the DMV. I beg if you want to find me.
We're hungry, girl. We're tired.
Definitely. And big shout out to, prayers go out to our comedians that actually, Tracy Morgan actually was in a car accident,
of course.
And I didn't know my homeboy Andre actually was in there also. He's a
2000?
Huh?
Andre 2000?
No. No.
I am for real.
I know a lot of people who love that guy.
I can't.
A lot of people who love that guy.
But he's actually a good guy. He was going on tour with Tracy. And actually, one of the guys, Jimmy Mack, died, so rest in peace to him. And, you know, actually, they said the Walmart driver fell asleep behind the wheel, and the accident happened. So rest in peace, and big shout-out and prayers go out to them. And tell us about this big barbecue that you be barbecuing at and stuff,
okay.
Man.
Oh, I'm so glad that if you're listening, you know who I am. You know, my passion is in grilling. I'm here because of grilling. That's the reason why I'm here, because I have a huge, deep passion to open a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you hear about everything I do, Dulo's Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
If I'm cooking somewhere, Dulo's Bar and Grill, because by the grace of God, inshallah, I will be able to open this restaurant.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, Dulo's Bar and Grill. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people ask me, why is it in grill? It should be and grill or and grill. No, bar and grill, because I have a vision for it. When you come into my restaurant in the future, this is a long-term grill, y'all. Goal, by the way, I'm building my bricks. Right now, this is a long-term goal. When you come into the restaurant, Dulo's Bar and Grill, you're gonna feel like you're inside of a grill. Of course, temperatures won't be hot, but you'll be eating some of the best grill food.
You can slap somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You slap your mama and your entire village.
Everyone.
Slap the entire village.
Drive by slapping.
90 seconds.
Hey, 90 seconds. Quick.
Okay, all right. So, nonetheless, man, just follow Dulo's Bar and Grill. Follow King Kanja. Follow at IAMDULO, at KINGKANJA. That's the team right there, man. Follow us, man, and you will be in touch, because guess what? We're moving and nothing's going to stop us.
And we're coming to a city near you.
London and Kenya, Africa, you next, man. 23rd, we flying out.
Of course.
And tickets are on sale now. www.eafc.com, right?
Of course.
And you can get your tickets, and you can see him, Super Duper Dulo, behind the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them wings now.
No. It's the best barbecue in the world.
In the world?
Yes.
I've
been to the dirty south where barbecue is proclaimed. And guess what? It didn't match to my taste. My taste was says no. My taste was you know, it's all about low.
Exactly.
At Bar Grill, at IAMDULO.
And after you eat, we will be at Vita Lounge.
Yes, sir.
On
exactly.
the 21st.
That's the 21st. Vita Lounge.
The last party before, this is the tour launch party. This is the Meet I Am Dulo party. This is the Meet Our Brands party.
Yes, sir.
After you full
Vita Lounge, fully hosted, Vita Lounge.
Oh, we have tables, photos, and I hope we'll see you there. Lunch Radio.
That'd be awesome.
Will you be there?
10 seconds
yes,
out.
We'll
yes.
eat sugar and drink.
I
who did that? Oh,
oh my God.
God.
Oh, oh, my God.
There is God, though.
No.
She
will beat me up. She's about to flog me. But look, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, and we live in the building, man, the last couple of minutes, man. And I just want to say shout out to I Am Dulo, King Conja, Rick, and your boy, DJ Flo, my man, Granville Jones, Sandra, and CEO underscore Talia. We live in the building, Deja Vu Records Entertainment. And you already know what it is, man. We ain't playing no games, from music to comedy, worldwide production. We do it. We are the people's voice. Let's Radio Online. Your success is my success, man. We out of here, man.
The motto.
Lights out.
Success is my success. I love that.